This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and we're very pleased to welcome Congressman Josh Gottheimer, Democrat of New Jersey, who recently, in a visit to the Middle East, to Israel, spoke of the Abraham Accords and their significance. Congressman, because there's so much going on with the president in the Middle East, what is the success of the Abraham Accords during your visit and your measure of the president's embassy? Good evening to you.
Good evening. What I heard consistently, and we met with now former Prime Minister Bennett, current Prime Minister Lapid, Mr. Netanyahu, and others, was, and this message was consistent, the impact the Abraham Accords, the positive impact the Abraham Accords are having on the entire region, both on the economic side and, of course, on the regional security side. That's something the president obviously is reinforcing in his visit. And what's important, I think, to the region, and a huge sea change, obviously, from the last time I was there. You could see it in the commerce going on, and of course, in the relationships now, the regular relationships and meetings that are occurring with what used to be enemies, but now, of course, are constructive allies.
Malcolm?
So, did you come away with an impression that the changes are really permanent, that the relationships will not just be against Iran, which is very important and a unifying factor, but will look to the more positive areas of potential cooperation and expansion of a relationship, including through CENTCOM?
I think so. You know, of course, only time will tell, and I think you're right to bring up that Iran is a unifying force, especially given their aggression in the region, the IRGC, but also with their proxies. I think it's broken down a lot of barriers, and it's allowed for a new understanding between these countries that, you know, just hadn't had a reason to sit down together. And now they're realizing there are plenty of areas of cooperation. We're hoping there'll be new air routes that come through as soon as next days. You're seeing meetings regularly that the Americans are part of, but also that they're regionally, you know, the GCC plus three. I think there's a recognition that on the economic front, the business front, we met with several small businesses and burgeoning businesses that are doing regular travel now to UAE and Dubai, and you know, suddenly that was not a place, of course, where you would have planes full of people flying back and forth, and now they are, and they're doing business together. I think that's once you have those economic developments and relationships, it also could be a game changer. And the other thing I'd say is it's putting new pressure on the PA, on the Palestinian Authority, which I think is a very good thing, right? I mean, I think you're seeing that. Suddenly the Palestinian Authority has not been part of these discussions or conversations or relationships. I think that's going to put them in a very difficult position, and I think that's going to have an impact on the Palestinian Authority's relationship with Israel as well.
Congressman, your visit to Israel was with a large group of your colleagues, Republicans and Democrats from all across the country. And I note in the reporting, you were disappointed when you met with the Palestinian Authority about money to terrorists. What did they say? What was the general impression of the remarks by the PA? And how did you and your colleagues hear those remarks?
Well, and by the way, our delegation included the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee. So, you know, these are people who have the members of Congress. It was really a strong group of folks, and everyone, I think, walked away with the same impression from that meeting, which I did, the series of meetings with the Palestinian Authority, including the Prime Minister, which, you know, listen, I think it was, I directly brought up pay for slay, which, you know, the Palestinian Authority literally has a pay scale for terrorists' families. So if one of their citizens blows themselves up, or takes out causes an act of terror, there's a chart depending upon how many people in the scale of the attack for how much money their family will get going forward. there was, of course, denial of those practices and claims that, well, what are we supposed to do with these families? We've got to take care of people. We can't just leave them out. But I think on that program, we were also very focused on, of course, making sure the ballistics were, the bullets were turned over on the tragedy of the reporter, and there was cooperation there. They said they would cooperate. They then did cooperate and turn over those inconclusive findings on the bullets. But those were some of the issues we brought up. There wasn't a lot of constructive answers given to us on the issues that we raised.
And Malcolm, pay for slay remains a huge problem, Malcolm. It's not a minor matter.
And a limitation. Yeah, it's a limitation. And the president is looking to ways to bypass it to provide money, visiting the hospital, giving them money. But still, the law applies, and you're absolutely right. And hopefully it'll be sustained, because it's very important. The idea that we're paying for them to pay for people to kill. But Congressman, let me ask you then, it's sort of in line with this. There were very important comments by President Biden in an interview with Israeli media that those who call Israel an apartheid state are few and wrong. I'm talking about the people in the progressive wing of his own party. How do you assess what the president was saying? I know you agree with it. You've demonstrated that. But I think it's a tremendous development and courageous thing for the president to do.
There are two things. I mean, first of all, the fact that he was unflinching in his response and saying those people are not in line with our party, which, by the way, is totally true. Right. They're just not. And mm-hmm. we've made that point very clear all along. And the other thing he said, which, I thought, I don't know, I think it deserves attention, is on Iran, that the United States will be very clear in standing by and Israel, ensuring that Iran does not get and develop a nuclear weapon. Now, those two.
And use force.
That was a huge statement. I thought that deserved a lot of attention.
Congressman, would you say this part of your party is at this moment in negotiation about these matters? Is there a dialogue going on?
On the Iran piece?
Yes, on the Iran piece.
We've been, as you may have seen over the last months, many of us have been focused and in regular conversation with the White House about our deep concerns about renewing these talks with the Iranians bringing back and reentering the JCPOA, the agreement that was in place before. And, what we've made very clear is, one, the Iranians have continued to move, despite what they've agreed to, they continue to move toward enriching uranium to the point of breakout where they would have a bomb. And, of course, they've asked the United States to remove the designation of being a foreign terrorist organization. This is a country that, through their military, the IRGC, and through their proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, Palestinian Jihad, have funded the killing of Americans, attacked our bases, killed our allies. And we've been very clear that we should not be doing business with the Iranians. We should be increasing and tightening sanctions against them and not trust a word they have to say. At least that's my opinion. And I think that is exactly I think we've been acquitted over the years, those of us who've raised concerns about any agreements with Iran to that end.
Malcolm, we have 30
Can
seconds.
Can I turn to domestic, just on the issue of anti-Semitism? We've been at the forefront. Are there any current efforts underway, Congress or elsewhere, to help move against this current, the rising tide of anti-Semitic incidents?
30 seconds, Josh. 30 seconds.
Huge surgence. That's the thing I brought up in Israel. Obviously, the BDS movement being a big topic of conversation, and the global concern of anti-Semitism, not just the United States. I think we need to continue to be very active here and making sure that all of our religious institutions are protected and from threats, including, obviously, temples and synagogues.
Josh Gottheimer, Democrat, New Jersey, the 5th Congressional District. Malcolm Hoenlein, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.